The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Not only is it Friday, and it's March 1st, too. Yes, welcome to a brand new month. Who knows where February went, but let's get it started, shall we? Yes, it's the 1st of March, 2019. Let's get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Microsoft Gaming may not just be about the Xbox anymore. Phil Spencer, yeah, that's Xbox's gaming chief over there from Microsoft, has kind of let slip that they're doing a lot of work for Windows for PC gamers too. His exact quote was actually saying that they are working both on the store and the Xbox app for Windows 10, with hopes of focusing more on PC gamers too. Which would be nice, because let's face it, the Microsoft store for PC gamers needs a lot of fixing. After that, old Mr. Spencer was pretty much hush-hush. Maybe he kind of went, oops, shouldn't have said that. Nonetheless, though, more details we should be seeing come June. As you guessed, that'll be the E3 conference. And hopefully, Microsoft will have a lot more up their sleeve other than what's been leaked already. Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Messaging tools, a necessity for nowadays, and a lot of people are turning to Duo from Google. Problem is, though, you haven't been able to kind of interact with it on the web. It just had to be all through apps. Well, that's completely changed now. Yes, Google Duo is now available to use online in the desktop web browser version, and it seems to not matter what browser you're using. No, you don't have to depend on Chrome. Of course, you could use Chrome. You could also use Firefox or Safari. Here's the kicker, though. If you're using Edge or Opera, and that would pretty much mean you're on a PC, you're out of luck. Apparently, they're not going to support those browsers for now, and it doesn't seem like they're going to be doing it anytime in the near future either. Now, the web-based version of the messaging tool will be able to use to make and receive voice and video calls as well. And the web version is pretty much straightforward. Once you sign into your Google account, you're good to go. No scanning QR codes, you know all that mumbo-jumbo we got to do nowadays. Sign in, make a call, you're there. Now, if you've never used Google Duo on the website, well, then you'll have to sign in to access your contacts and, of course, verify your phone number. If you're already a Duo user, yeah, just sign in. And like I said, easy as peasy. And finally, well, if you're thinking about getting a next generation Apple Watch, you better be good for goodness sake. Why? I know it ain't Christmas, but you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Apple Watch is watching you, particularly when you're sleeping. Yes, rumors are floating around now about the new Apple Watch, saying that it's going to be gaining access to a new sleep monitor feature, meaning it'll track your sleeping patterns, of course, pretty much the way Fitbit does. But with some new tweaking that we're hearing that's going on, it's going to do a lot more than just, you know, kind of base your sleeping patterns. No, it's going to pretty much know when you're sleeping and when you're awake, so that the Apple Health app can gain more information about you, of course. By doing so, it'll generate a graph of the user profile, and it will give you suggestions and monitor and make adjustments to your sleep patterns for you. Again, of course, if you're willing to. Not hearing anything about maybe some shock feature or something on the watch that if you don't obey it, it'll shock you to sleep. That'll be coming in probably in the 6th, 7th, or 8th generation watch. You know Apple, always upgrading. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, of course. You hear me talk about it each and every single episode of the news show. Why don't you go over there and get subscribed to this show, the Mac show, the big show, so much else going on over there. Check it out now, britishtechnetwork.com. Check us out on Facebook too, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter as well, at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, well indeed, the weekend is upon us all. So we'll be back here on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, party down. It is Friday and have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.